going through the changes through time, like how the music changes or other stuff, and just exploring a little bit of how they do their music. And so for today, we're doing the great and fantastic king of EDM, Avicii. So I'll be playing songs from the talented Avicii, who, as we all know, tragically passed away recently. He was extremely talented, and the entire EDM world misses him greatly. He was an artist that was really important to me, and I was really shocked and sad when I heard about his passing. So, as always, we're going to start with a little bit of history. So, Avicii, or Tim Berlin, from Stockholm, was born in September 1989, and unfortunately passed away recently in April 2018. He started music young, with his first remixes being posted when he was 16, and he became famous after his release of his single, Levels, which he followed up with the releases of True, his album True, in 2013. Okay, so I think we'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who hasn't heard of Avicii, or hasn't heard one of his songs. What makes his song so consistently fun and enjoyable to listen to is how he manages to mix EDM with some more pop elements. So I'm usually not into pop, and I usually don't like pop, but like, how he does it and mixes with some beautiful just piano chords kept in the background of him, some synths added up, just makes it really enjoyable. Some might consider his work to be mainstream, but he also has lesser known songs that I'm going to be playing for you today, so I hope you're hyped. His track usually feature very talented singers who provide crystal clear vocals, which he enhances with his great knowledge of music theory and sound design. Great. So, as I mentioned, he started when he was young, so there's some songs from 2008 and 2010, and I don't want to be like saying bad stuff about him, but I won't be playing any music from that time period. And this is because it was artist's earlier days, and he mostly incorporated a rather similar drum beat in all of them, with large build-up and some vocals. It really seems like a little bit too basic EDM songs. But it seems that Avicii was still heavily experimenting on trying to find his style, using more house elements than the EDM that would be present in his later songs. If you do want to check out some of his earlier stuff, I recommend looking at Fade Into Darkness, which was released in 2010. Fade Into Darkness, a great bop, so you should definitely listen to it. So let's start with Levels. Levels, in released in 2011, is definitely where it all began. Avicii rises to fame, people start hearing about him. I haven't checked, but I'm definitely sure that the YouTube for Levels is incredibly high. The amount of views must be in the millions. So it was released in 2011. It's where it all began, with Avicii rising to fame with his Dragon track that makes you want to groove, even being remixed by very prominent artists Skrillex and Cassette. Great, so it's time to play some song, just checking if everything is working correctly. And here we go, Levels, the radio edit by Avicii. Let's go. Okay, sounds should be good. Levels by Avicii. So this is what made the song famous. These crystal clear vocals that are going to be coming in just in a second. And here we go.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, 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 I get a good feeling. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, so I was mentioning those chords being repeated in the background, just extremely good sound design with a good knowledge of music theory definitely being seen here. So, we're now going into our next song, which is going to be I Could Be the One, released in 2010, which was done with Nicky Romero. It used heavier synths with larger modulations, and for some reason, I have no idea why. I think it's because I was reading it at the same time, but whenever I hear this song, I think of Hunger Games, and I have no idea why. Like the book series, / the films, but the books were better. Okay, let's go into I Could Be the One right now. The music video is whack, if I remember correctly. Think about me when you're all alone. The things we used to do and used to be. I could be the one to make you feel that way. I could be the one to set you free. Do you think about me when the crowd is gone? It used to be so easy, you and me. Let's go! Right, so that was, for us, that was just I Could Be the One, released in 2012. So, now, next we're going into the 2013 album True. And just before we get into that, I just want to mention and make a small apology. It turns out Avicii takes two I's at the end, so the first song I did, I actually wrote wrong. So I was wondering why the album didn't show up, so that's the reason why. So I'm going to fix that really quickly. And we're going into Liar Liar, which I think has one of the best starts, like intros of any song I've ever heard. I think it's probably one of my favorite Avicii songs, just because of how good the beginning is. So let's go right into it, into Liar Liar, and I'm going to pump the volume up to maximum before we get into it. Liar, liar! Oh, you don't ever tell the truth.
salt and rust, by tears and the days on a diamond street. Kiss these apocalypse, chasing shadows, living dreams that don't exist anymore. We need to find a way.
Lying.
Liar, liar.
Oops.
Oh, you don't ever tell the truth. Liar, liar. Can't nobody see the Bible.
I'm pretty sure the instrument used here is a Rhodes, which is a type of piano that's usually used in EDM and other stuff, just because it gives that really nice keyboard, electric keyboard sound. Right, so that was Liar Liar, as I mentioned, one of my favorite songs by Avicii, definitely one of my favorites. It's really good with those synths and basically just that start of that song of a Liar Liar is just really powerful. So I was going to make a shout out for somebody, but I'm not sure if I've been given consent to do that shout out, so I'm going to wait just a little bit and play the next song. So I'm going to be playing basically two songs and not play the first song fully. I'm going to be playing Shame on Me, which is one of the songs by Avicii, and which he actually remixed himself. So I'm actually going to start with a remix, just so you guys have an idea of what a remix by Avicii on one of his own songs sounds like, because he's done that a couple of times. So here we go, Shame on Me, Avicii by Avicii. You can tell the difference usually with his remixes is better drums usually in them, but they're also a bit longer usually. Well, here we go. Also, more modulation and stuff and effects done on the voices. Usually a lot more syncopation, just as we hear right now. Doesn't really fall on beat 2 and 4.
Again, back down, back down, again, back down, back down.
Okay, so I think that's enough of this little experiment. Let's go into Shame on Me, the non-remixed version from the 2013 album. Let's go! If you can tell the difference.
Shame on me for loving you. Can't deny that you've been untrue. Lies so sweet, but you love the tea. Could not fry gasoline. Whoa.
Yeah. That guitar, just amazing. So the reason I'm playing this song, you'll notice really soon, really good bass. Here we go! Okay, this song is rather long, and we've got a lot on our program, so I might just skedaddle a little. Just gonna be introducing the next song, and making just a shout out with the song still playing in the background. I'm just gonna make it a little quieter. So, what I'm gonna be playing next is, as a lot of people know, it's called Addicted By You. I think it's one of Avicii's songs that I really listen to on repeat. I mean, it's a little mainstream now, I would imagine, but it's just a really powerful song and definitely one of the songs where he really worked really hard on his vocals, like the vocals that were used, and the vocals in that are crystal clear and really powerful and work really well with the song. And so just before we do that, I'm just going to do really quickly a shout out to Issa, because this song is called Addicted By You. And I think she was addicted to a little certain someone last year. And I think it was rather amusing slash annoying for the rest of our friend group. But here we go. This one's for you, Issa. Addicted By You.
I don't know just how it happened. I let down my guard. Swore I'd never fall in love again. Guess I should have seen it coming. Caught me by surprise. Wasn't looking where I was going. I fell into your eyes. You came into my crazy world like a cool and cleansing rain. Before I knew what hit me, baby, you were flowing through my veins. I'm addicted to you.
JK, love you, Issa.
Got me hypnotized, I'm getting high on the
Right, so apologies if I was a little mean, but I did ask for consent, and she said it was okay. Love you, Issa. Hope you're doing okay. Okay, we're going to be playing one of the songs Avicii is most famous for next. It's Wake Me Up. Honestly, it's maybe not my favorite of his songs, but the music video for it was really powerful when I first saw it. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you see it. I'm actually maybe thinking of even getting an Avicii tattoo, which is the little two triangles at some point. But here we go. We're going to be playing Wake Me Up, which... I mean, everybody knows this song.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over.
That riff is iconic.
I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me.
Right, and so that was Wake Me Up by Avicii, which one of his most famous songs, that's for sure. So we're going to be saying, or PSA, just really quickly before that, WMFO Medford. I don't remember if I said it or not, but WMFO Medford. So PSA, which I'm going to be... I was going to make it about alcohol, but I also said something about that last week. But just to mention really quickly that Avicii did have a problem with his liver and pancreas, which was really sad. It was in 2014, so just avoid alcohol over consumption. We're going to be doing walking is a good exercise PSA, which is for Leslie. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save your money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So now I'm going to have a friend call in, I think. I don't know how this will be coordinated, but Zach, if you want to call in, now's your chance. Which may happen eventually. At some point. Okay. I'm going to give it just a second. Quite unfortunate. But I'm just going to start talking about the two file, what we're going to be playing next, which is from 2015, which was the release of Stories, which is Avicii's second album. Stories was released in 2015. It's not my favorite album. Well, I think it's my least favorite album out of the three, just because it was a little more mainstream. And we actually have a caller on air, so I'm just going to be accepting it really quickly. I have to mention some things to it to him really quickly. Hello, can you hear me, Zach? No. Did I accidentally... Oh, that's so sad. Wait, Zach, talk? Oh, that's a shame. I don't think it actually worked for some reason. Because putting the phone on air should have worked. Oh, well, anyhow, we don't have enough time, so I'm just going to be talking really fast. About 2015, the release of Stories, his second album, and I'm going to be playing Broken Arrows next, and it's coming up right now. I have to pause it really quick because somebody else is calling. I have no idea where we might also just be it again. Give me a second. You have now been put on air. Can you talk? You should not swear or mention any political activities. It's so weird. Can you speak? I guess for some reason it just doesn't work today. Maybe a problem with the phone calling in. Anyway, props to my friend from high school, Zach. He tried to call, but I don't know why it didn't work, but too bad. By her side and cold alone outside. You stripped it right down to the wire. But I see you behind those tired eyes. Now as you wade through the shadows that live in your heart, you'll find the light that leads home. Cause I see you for you. Beautiful scars, take my hand, don't let go. Cause it's not too late, it's not too late. I see the hope in your heart. And sometimes you lose, and sometimes you're shooting broken arrows in the dark. But I see the hope in your heart. Let's go!
darkness and the light. The kind of blue that leaves you lost and blind. The only thing that's black and white is that you don't have to walk alone this time. You have to tear down the walls that live in your heart to find someone you call home. Now you see me for me and my beautiful scars. Take my hand, don't let go. Cause it's not too late, it's not too late. I see the hope in your heart. And sometimes you lose and sometimes you shoot broken arrows in the dark. But I see the hope in your heart.
Right, and that was Broken Arrows by Avicii, and what we're going to be playing next is For a Better Day, which is also one of my favorite songs by Avicii, just because I really like the drop within it, which isn't really a drop, it's just the use of piano chords, but I really find those piano chords really, really quite nice, that give a really good atmosphere. I don't really know what the chords are, but I think I'd like to replicate them at some point and just trying to find out what they are. But here is For a Better Day. This song takes a while to get really interesting, but it really has that really good chorus. And just before I get into it, I'm just going to shout out to my sister who's actually listening today. So I love you, sis. And now we go into For a Better Day, which is kind of a sad song. That chorus with those beautiful chords. Today, coming up next. Men shows those beautiful piano chords. For a Right, so I'm realizing now that I'm playing Waiting for Love next, and both For a Better Day and Waiting for Love are both really, really sad. So I'm sorry, everybody, but we're playing Waiting for Love next. And I think we're all waiting for love a little bit. And here we go. Don't watch the music video, you will cry.
Well, there's a will, there's a way, kinda beautiful. And every night has a
definitely a really good sound design on that snare.
And if there's love in this life, there's
no he actually even reverses it. It's really impressive is how far his drum sound design has actually gone.
Every tyrant, a tear for the vulnerable. And every loss, so the bones of a miracle. For every dreamer, a dream were unstoppable. With something to believe in. Monday left me broken. Tuesday I was through with hoping. Wednesday my empty arms were open. Thursday waiting for love, waiting for love. Thank the stars, it's Friday. I'm burning like a fire gone wild on Saturday. Guess I won't be coming to church on Sunday. I'll be waiting for love, waiting for love to come.
Right, so I'm just going to be talking over because we don't have that much time and I just want to go over some stuff. What we're going to be playing next is 2014, The Nights. We're going back in time, I know, I'm sorry. But I just wanted to play this song because this is about Avicii and doing some songs that are less mainstream, I think, like, is really important. And we've mostly done mainstream songs. So I'm going to be playing The Nights, which he actually remixed himself, just like we went on in The Shame on Me. And so I'm going to be playing that next, just waiting for... Waiting for Love to finish. What a good song. Kind of sad, not gonna lie. But here we go into the next song, which is The Nights. As I mentioned, his remixes usually have heavier drums and heavier synths and heavier everything. It's not for everybody, but damn are they good.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid, he said one day. So live a life you will remember.
Right, so The Nights is actually rather mainstream, but because this is his remix, which is rather different, I still thought of including it would be rather good. And yeah, here we go, you can definitely tell it's a remix. Three, two, one, let's go! Right, so as most EDM songs go, it kind of repeats after that, so I'm actually going to be switching because I think I'm going to be adding a new song into my playlist because somebody asked me to, so here we go. I don't know when this song is from because I've just been asked to play it, but here's Lonely Together with a feat. Right, so I've been asked to play this song, so I can't really analyze it much, but just as we can definitely hear, the vocals are just really clean, as they usually are with Avicii. I mean, yeah, Avicii is just extremely talented, and now is the time where I'm just gonna get a little sad, but as we all know, in 2014, well, as not everyone knows, but in 2014, Avicii was diagnosed with heavy liver problems, and in 2016, he actually stopped touring and got rid of his producer, sorry, his tour manager was for, like, pushing him to do more, and so he really had to stop, and then started the creation of Tim. And unfortunately, this album is unfinished, and was finished by somebody who was asked by Avicii's father to finish it to one of another producer who I think was a friend of Tim Berling. It's just rather sad. Avicii passed away in April 2018, and this was released in 2019. So I'm gonna be playing Excuse Me, Mr. Sir, who, when I first heard this song, I just instantly fell in love with it. It kind of starts weirdly, but it is just such a good song. So here comes Excuse Me, Mr. Sir. Rest in peace, Avicii.
Chicken, chicken, microphone, chicken, I'll tell you what you need to know. Holla, holla, gotta make a dollar, time to put on a show. Many, many, one too many, people try to fill my shoes. But see ya, see ya, see you around later, I'm about to make a move.
Just that guitar riff was so good. Right, so we're running out of time, so I'm gonna be playing the next song very quickly. But just before, this was Tim, his 2019 last album. I'm rather quite sad right now. Just when I heard Avicii died, it was a really sad moment for, I think, the entire music world. But here we go into Peace of Mind, which is my favorite Avicii. Oh, it cut out. My favorite Avicii song. Here we go, Peace of Mind. It's all the sadder thinking that he wrote this song about society going too fast right before he actually took his own life.
Way too fast for me. I'm just trying to catch my breath. Can I get a little peace of mind and a little bit of silence? Do you need a relief? Do you need a release? Do you wanna be free? Do you wanna be free? Do you wanna be free? Do you wanna be? Can I get a little peace of mind?
thank you for coming in to Cape Overland and listening in. Thank you very much. It means a lot. Just another real quick shout out to my sister, Zach from back home, Leslie, Isa, Diego, all of my good friends. Oh, Sydney. All of my good friends. Just means a lot to have people hearing it. And so I'm going to be playing one last song tonight, and it actually was requested for me to play it by Ryan. So here we go into a song with Bonebean vibing to extremely hardly. Here we have Baby Blue Shades. By Batson.
Hey, think about our better days. Think about you, those baby blue shades. That's when you told me you hope that the old me might show up. I overreact. Hey, think about walking away. Think about all of the ways I've changed. That's when you told me you hope that the old me might show up. He's not coming back. Oh, I can see the moon from my kitchen, but I cannot see through. Decision. I close my eyes and cross the line. Now I'm breaking out. Yeah, you brought me down. Now I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. Hey, breaking out to better days. Buy myself a pair of baby blue shades. Go on, forget me. I wish that you let me. Text me, I'm not writing back. I miss how you hold me. Each kiss feels so lonely, but I know I'm on the right track. Oh, I can see the moon from my kitchen, but I cannot see through this decision. I close my eyes and cross the line. Now I'm breaking out. Yeah, you brought me down. Oh, I and I can see the light I've been missing. I close my eyes and cross the line. Now I'm breaking out. Yeah, you brought me down. Now I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. I miss how you hold. Each kiss feels so lonely, but I know I'm on the right track. That's when you told me you hope that the old me might show up. He's not coming back. He's not coming back. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. Oh, I can see my world in transition.
Thank you everybody for listening in. I actually have a little bit of time left, so I'm gonna do a little preview of what's coming up in next week. So I'm just gonna let Baby Blue Shades finish, which was that Bad Sons, and drumroll please, what's coming up next is just a little preview of, well, try to see who it is. Right, so here we go for a little preview. I'm just going to be leaving in like a few minutes. See if you can recognize it.
Down on the camel's back.
And as you probably guessed, this is Gorillaz Feel Good Inc., which I'll be playing with some other Gorillaz songs next week. Good, so I think I'm gonna head out. I'm just gonna put on Riverdale on, just let this last song go out. Thank you for listening to Cape Overland, and I'll see you all next week.
Attack.